Songwriter James McMurtry writes about people who hate their lives, hate their hometowns, and sometimes hate each other. So imagine what happens when they pack the kids in the car and head off to a family reunion.
Strap them kids and give them a little bit of vodka and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time in years. It's up at Uncle Slayton's cause he's getting on in years. You know.
Choctaw Bingo is the name of the song from James McMurtry's newest release, St. Mary of the Woods. The song is an 8.5-minute romp across rural Texas and Oklahoma. The kids are knocked out and back. Up front, their father dreams about molesting his cousins. He's bound for the old home place, where Uncle Slayton has given up making moonshine in order to cook methamphetamine instead.
Crystal meth because of shine don't sell, you know. He likes that money, he don't mind the smell.
In the next few minutes, we'll hear more of Choctaw Bingo, and we'll explore James McMurtry's cold world. He lives in Austin, Texas. He's 40 years old. He's the son of novelist Larry McMurtry. As a young man, he made a living as a singer and a bartender. And then, when he was 26, he found out that his father was making a movie with the singer John Mellencamp. He quickly made a demo tape.
So I gave the tape to Larry, and he took it to John, and John called up and said, you want to make a record? The door was open, so I had to jump on it, which meant I had to write about 6 more songs to get enough for the record.
These were not happy people that you wrote about on that first album.
It's not very easy to write about happy people, and I don't think they need to be written about anyway. They're happy enough already.
Listen to the buzzing of the June bugs and the flies. The sink's all full of dishes. You might just let them lie. You might just pour yourself a drink and sit outside a while. He won't miss the whiskey. He knows it's not your style, and he don't care enough to even wonder why. You fight off his fumbling hands with daggers in your eyes.
Well, some of the better characters are not going to be, you know, defeated. They might be in a bad situation, but they carry on. And I'm thinking mostly of the narrator in Rachel's song, you know. It's not going to beat her down.
I'm looking for Rachel's song here, which...
That's on the third record. It's on Where'd You Hide the Body.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Tell me a little bit about that song.
I think it began with the image of the snow on the coal cars, which I actually saw when I was a kid in Virginia. I was riding in the back of somebody's big station wagon, which seemed like that's what we did in those days. We were always in the back of a country squire or a Buick estate wagon, facing backwards, going somewhere. And on that day, we were coming south out of Maryland. From Frederick, Maryland, you go south on Route 15, you go across the Point of Rocks Bridge. And right before you cross the bridge, there's a tunnel to the west of the highway. And there was a train coming out of that tunnel. It was just a line of coal cars with a light dusting of snow on top of it. And I saw that snow. I thought, great, we're going to get out of school tomorrow.
Who's Rachel?
Well, Rachel is she's the narrator in the song, and to her, snow on the coal is a bad deal because she's got a kid. If they have a snow day, then the kid's going to be at home. She's going to miss work, or she's going to have to do something to deal with that kid. So that's a whole different perspective for her.
And that boy will drive me crazy. Don't know what I'll do with him. School be out tomorrow if that cold front comes in. Calling out to the dying daylight. The shadows of the mountains ringing on the night.
In the hands of another songwriter, this same material might become a sentimental ode to motherhood. You know, Mama was poor, but she always loved me. What sets James McMurtry apart is the mother's anxiety at the unhappy prospect of being stuck with her son. His characters aren't always likable, but their impulses are human. Which brings us back to that song about the family reunion. Choctaw Bingo is on his sixth album, St. Mary of the Woods.
Bob and May come up from some little town way down by Lake Texoma where he coaches football. They were 2A champions now for 2 years running, but he says they won't be this year. No, they won't.
Now, the one song I really wanted to ask you about was Choctaw Bingo.
Choctaw Bingo.
Yeah. Where'd this one come from?
It started kind of as a writing exercise because there were several years there where it seemed like every tour either started or ended on Highway 69 in Oklahoma. You know, the first thing we'd notice when we crossed into Oklahoma, there's a big bingo parlor near Durant called Choctaw Bingo. Further up the road, there was a gun shop called Pop Knife and Gun. And then on up, there was Club 69, and then there was Indian Smoke Shop, which had this great sign with these neon smoke rings that would spread out as you drive past. And further on up in the town of Baxter Springs, Kansas, I came through there in the middle of the night once, first time, and there was nothing lit up downtown except these pink neon Rolling Stones lips. And I had to wake the drummer up and say, hey, witness that. So I don't know, I just started writing a song just to see if I could stuff all that weirdness into it.
Ruth Ann and Lynn come down from Baxter Springs, and that's one hell-raising town way up in southeastern Kansas. Got a biker bar next to the lingerie store that's got the Rolling Stones lips up there in bright pink neon.
This is basically roadside reporting is what we have here.
Pretty much, yeah. But it's roadside, it's chronicling because nearly all of that stuff is gone now. Club 69 closed, Pop Knife and Gun is gone. Choctaw Bingo is Choctaw Gaming Center.
These are things that you love, though.
Things that I notice.
You wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't go that far, no.
And in a sense, it's not just reporting because there are characters here. Strap them kids in. Give them a little bit of vodka and a cherry Coke for the trip.
See, that's what they did back in the country squire days. They didn't strap us in, but the vodka and Cokes was not unheard of. And it wasn't, I guess it was a couple years after my son was born. I was standing in line at a carnival or something, and I remember hearing these people say, yeah, we made good time on that trip, give the kids a little bit of Benadryl, they were out by the time we hit the city limits, you know. And I was listening to that going, my God, that's crazy. And then I remembered, I remember the stories when I was a kid of people that used to do that.
James McMurtry's most recent release is St. Mary of the Woods. He spoke to us from the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas. Mr. McMurtry, thanks very much for taking the time.
Well, thank you, Steve.